What makes a marriage work, to Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill, remains a mystery after all these years.
I'm fortunate to have married someone different from me. I directed a counseling agency for many years. My staff and I often treated couples for marital difficulties. Although I have theories about marriages, I can't say that I really understand how marriages work. That is, why some look destined to crash but endure, while some that seem to be made in heaven don't. It's a mystery. One thing seems clear, that being married to someone just like me would be a disaster. The disagreeable traits that I disown, I'd see regularly in my spouse. I couldn't get away from myself. At first, we earnestly believe that our sweethearts are just like we are. Remember thinking how wonderful it was that we love so many of the same things? Lovers think marital bliss is assured because they are similar. Over time, differences arise, however. The challenging task of regulating differences begins. Freud said of lovers that they overestimate their object. This is a clinical way of saying our beloved, in reality, isn't so great. We just think so because we're in love. Personal space is important in marriages. Two porcupines in love, so the story goes, had a problem. As they yearned for intimacy and closeness, they'd snuggle up. But they'd poke each other with their quills. This made them distant. Distance, however, left them feeling lonely again, so they kept at it until they established the proper ratio between being too close or too distant. Just what the formula was is lost to history. This is a great loss to our understanding of what makes marriages work. Having one's own space is important. I work in my studio. My wife, Jo, works in the den. If I wander into her space chattering, I'll soon see "Buzz Off" written all across her forehead. I retreat to my studio where I wait and try another time. A room of one's own can make all the difference in the world. How we process information is a big deal in marriages. This is an ongoing issue between Joe and me. I behave more like an extrovert. I don't have a thought that I do not express out loud. One side effect of this mental trait is that I talk to myself. I've been surprised with just how verbose I can be, even when no one is listening, or perhaps especially that no one is listening. On the other hand, Jo is an introvert. She requires sufficient room for rumination when considering issues before she is comfortable in saying what's on her mind. Sometimes, when I'm asking her a question and urging her to tell me what she thinks, she feels invaded, intruded upon, while I grow more insistent. I may say something like, "Millions of wives would love to have husbands who talk to them," to which she usually replies, "Perhaps you know one that you could talk to." I retreat to my studio. Strategic retreats, I must also add here, are always a win-win. For better or for worse, we pledge. It's just that, in weal and woe, marriages take a lot of intuitive maneuvering, and especially regulating differences. George Merrill, On the Shore.